This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law.
An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees. That, according to State Attorney General Letitia James, who made the announcement just moments ago. The nearly five-month investigation, conducted by two outside lawyers who spoke to 179 people, found that the Cuomo administration was a hostile work environment and that it was rife with fear and intimidation.
Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
In the hours leading into James's announcement, Cuomo's office issued numerous press releases, including the completion of a mixed housing unit in Buffalo, plus plans to build a new $3.9 billion terminal at Kennedy Airport. As James was speaking, Cuomo's publicist sent out a release about reclaiming the sites of old power plants. The Attorney General's report is expected to play an important role in an ongoing inquiry in the State Assembly into whether there are grounds for Cuomo to be impeached. The report's findings of Governor Cuomo's alleged actions represent an extraordinary fall from grace for the governor, who only a year ago was being touted as a likely presidential candidate, given his authoritative handling of the pandemic, especially in contrast to a seemingly downplay by what was then the Trump White House. This is VOA News. The Joe Biden administration is pushing forward in its battle against COVID-19, not only as it affects the U.S., but making aggressive strides in battling the virus the world over. Sagar Hamirgani has this from Associated Press.
The Biden administration is touting more progress in helping vaccinate the world against COVID-19. The House says it has shipped more than 110 million vaccine doses to more than 60 countries, from Afghanistan to Zambia. It's a notable number, but still just a fraction of the shots needed worldwide. The donated doses come from the nation's surplus stock as domestic vaccinations slow amid widespread vaccine hesitancy.
There are still about 90 million eligible Americans who are unvaccinated.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the good news is about 3 million people have gotten their first shot over the past week, the highest total in a month. Sagar Hamirgani, Washington.
With worries of sharp increases in COVID-19 infections overwhelming the country's hospitals, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced today that only seriously ill coronavirus patients or those at risk of becoming so will be admitted for treatment. In China, authorities said today all residents of Wuhan will be tested after the city recorded its first domestic infections in more than a year. The Biden administration yesterday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the U.S. to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, U.S.-based aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that receive U.S. funding. Current and former employees of the U.S. government and the NATO military operation who do not meet the criteria for a dedicated program for such workers are also covered. However, the move comes with a major caveat that may severely limit the number of people who can benefit. Applicants must leave Afghanistan to begin the adjudication process that may take 12 to 14 months in a third country, and the U.S. does not intend to support their departures or the costs of their stays there. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard was never seeking the attention that inevitably came with becoming the first openly gay, openly transgender woman to compete in the Games. The 43-year-old was the focus of intense scrutiny at the Tokyo Games. Ultimately, she didn't win. In the end, going home to New Zealand empty-handed. Via remote, Joe Palca.